This ASAP video is brought to you by BiPro Instant Whey Protein Isolate. 1 pound containers or individual packets, French vanilla, chocolate, or unflavored, BiPro is the purest whey protein isolate worldwide. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in College Park, Maryland. That's the University of Maryland, and I'm right here at the headquarters of the Maryland Terrapin football squad. And I'm with the football sports nutritionist. Her name is Jordan Genawine. We're going to talk some nutrition with her today. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ed. I'm happy to be here.
Kind of wanted to know what you had for breakfast.
So this morning for breakfast, I had some yogurt and granola, and then I had a little fruit smoothie that I made. So I try and work out in the morning, so usually I'm doing stuff on the run after that.
Speaking of running, you're basically a runner. You ran some track. What's your background as far as how'd you get here? I know you were a college athlete with track and cross country, I think. And
right.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to the University of Maryland.
Right. So I am from Ohio, grew up in Dayton. I went to undergrad at Ohio State where I ran track and cross country. That's kind of how I got interested in nutrition and then ended up completing my master's at Ohio State as well. And that was in clinical nutrition. So I came to Maryland through kind of a fellowship program. And then when our new staff and Coach Court, our current strength coach, came in, they created a full-time position over here with football, and then I was fortunate enough to get that position.
You know Sarah Wick and Sean McMichael up at Ohio State, though.
That's right. They definitely helped me a lot. They helped me get into the sports nutrition world, and they're kind of the people that gave me a lot of my initial experience.
Wanted to, you know, going back to talking about breakfast, you know, there's a lot of variety with eggs. I mean, you know, I try to get a lot of protein because, as everybody knows, I do a lot of workouts, and everywhere I go, I hit the iron pretty hard, the squats, the bench presses. So I need a lot of protein, but can you tell me a little bit about eggs? And, you know, sometimes you see hard-boiled eggs, soft-boiled eggs, scrambled. Is it just a personal taste or preference, or what is it?
Yes, we try and have several different options for our guys, and I've had some of them tell me they don't like the texture of hard-boiled eggs. Some of them like to be able to take out the yolks in the hard-boiled eggs. So it is a preference thing. Eggs are a great source of protein. They're kind of the perfect source of protein. So I like for our guys to eat them if it's something that they like. And so offering egg whites or regular scrambled eggs or hard-boiled eggs is just kind of giving them several different means to do something that is a good nutrient for them.
If you do eat the yolks, there's lots of benefits to eating that yolk.
Right, exactly. So there are a lot of vitamins and minerals that are very important, you know, for everyone, but also particularly for athletes in those yolks. So, you know, I try and have guys do 1 to 2 of those if they're going to do eggs in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, back home, my ophthalmologist, eye doctor, is really big into eggs. He's a firm believer in what they do for your eyes.
Yep, definitely. I think they get a bad rap sometime, but they definitely have a lot of nutrients in them.
Yeah, I'm a little older, and back in the 70s, eggs got a bad rap. But now I think it's bouncing back, and people are realizing it's a pretty big deal.
Yep.
They're really all what they're cracked up to be, I guess. You know, there's been a lot of talk about certain types of diets and foods that cause an increase in inflammation. And
that's, again, something that we focus on a lot. You know, when you're working out, you're increasing inflammation in your body, and that's just kind of part of the growth process. But with our diets, we're trying to help decrease that inflammation so that we can recover quicker, so that we can work out harder the next time. And that's something that I focus on with our guys in a couple of ways that are pretty basic for the majority of them, just because we try and meet them at the level that they're at. So for some of them, it's, you know, I've done fried food almost every day for my entire life up till now. And so it's getting them to reduce some of those foods that can be inflammatory. So that would be things that are higher in saturated fat, like fried foods or high fat, creamy dressings and condiments, things like that. Also, I think another thing that I emphasize with our guys is we all grow up hearing that fruits and vegetables are good for us. We should eat them, and they do obviously have a lot of benefits, but also looking at it from an athletic perspective, you see all the vitamins and minerals that are in those things in fruits and vegetables, and those are also going to be things that are reducing inflammation in our body. So not just looking at it from I know I should have fruits and vegetables standpoint, but okay, like I'm eating these fruits and vegetables, they have a lot of nutrients in them, they're going to help my body reduce inflammation and recover quicker. We also do some things more specifically, like, you know, cherry juice, some beetroot juice, stuff like that for our guys that help with performance and are more specific kind of, I guess you could call them superfood type things that help enhance performance.
Yeah, I like that. In fact, when I get home, you know, I ordered from Amazon.com my beetroot juice and beetroot juice powder, and it's waiting on me. So I'm going to try to get an edge on some of my friends and buddies in the weight room.
Yep, that definitely pays off.
All right, Jordan, sometimes you got some players, and I'm sure you encounter this a lot. You know, the player might be really lean, and sometimes these types of athletes, you know, they may not have a huge appetite, you know, like myself. And they'll eat, you know, and they eat, and they say they're full really quickly, and they just move on. What are some strategies that you may have that would, for the, you know, instances like that with these types of athletes?
Right. So, and that's where, you know, you might, with my background in nutrition, you get used to focusing on those foods that are more nutrient dense and might be, you know, generally regarded as more healthy. But with these athletes, you do have kids who are expending a huge number of calories and have difficulty keeping weight on. And that's where you kind of have to take a look at, you know, foods that might not generally be considered healthy, just those more calorie dense types of foods. We will do different things with our guys that need to put on weight. I make weight gain shakes that have a couple of different protein shakes in them. We might put peanut butter, so more of those calorie dense foods. And it's basically about getting these guys to realize that, okay, if you're used to eating, you know, 3 times a day, we need to increase the number of times that you're eating. And we also need to make sure that we're getting the most bang for our buck as far as what you're eating. And so educating them about what those calorie dense foods are. So like I said, I try and help them out when they're in here with these weight gain shakes that they can grab. And then it's about letting them know, you know, if they're going to go to Chipotle, like, let's get some guacamole in our bowl. Let's add cheese. So some of those foods that are more calorie dense, things like nuts, nut butters, you know, a lot of these guys are used to grabbing more, they'll grab goldfish or something like that as a snack, but getting them to realize that there's maybe 100 calories in something like that. We need to grab something like trail mix that's a little bit more nutrient dense, has more calories to it. So like I said, the biggest thing is getting them to make swaps with what they're currently choosing so that it's going to be more calorie dense. And then, you know, after that, I try and work on with them, getting them to eat more consistently throughout the day.
Oh, you know, Jordan, when you go to the grocery store, Kroger, Aldi, whatever it's going to be, and you look at yogurts, you know, there's so many different types of yogurts. You know, some of them got a lot of, you know, sugar content or whatever, syrup in them or everything. You know, as a dietitian, what would you suggest using as a yogurt? Greek yogurt? What do I go with?
Yeah, so I like for our guys to do Greek yogurt. Just the little bit of extra protein that's in Greek yogurt is good. And then I also do recommend that they look at the label and get a lower fat one. So whether that's 2% or just the regular low fat yogurt. And then I like for them to look at the label as far as the sugar content and look for something that is ideally under 15 grams, which is pretty reasonable and easy to do. We have yogurt in our fuel station here. And so I kind of try and use that as an example of, you know, these are some good brands that would be good for you guys to have at your own places.
You know, there's an emphasis by teams and coaches to have their athletes get more sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything on your end that you can do? Is there any particular food that might enhance sleep?
Yeah, so actually, I mean, I think just eating a generally balanced diet helps with sleep. Our bodies really thrive on routine. So I think if you get your body into the routine of eating balanced, nutritious foods during the day and at a kind of consistent pattern, that helps promote more deep, restful sleep. Also, things like cherry juice, which we talked about a little bit earlier, that can reduce inflammation, also do promote more restful sleep. So that's something that another thing that I try and sell that to our guys on.
So once again, you talk about cherry juice. What kind of cherry juice do you get? Is it frozen? Do you get it in a big bottle, or how do you shop for that?
So we just order bottles of cherry juice from a distributor.
Okay, so look for more and more of that. Cherry juice sounds like something we got to add. And then there's the tart cherries too.
Right. And the tart cherries are the ones that have the anti-inflammatory benefits.
Okay, great. Jordan, more athletes than ever that we've seen, or, you know, a lot of them are having to use certain medicines like for ADD and things like that. And their medicines often elevates the metabolism and could blunt a person's appetite.
Mm-hmm.
What strategies can you suggest to help combat that condition for an athlete who's losing weight?
So again, it's kind of getting them to realize that when they are eating, we need to make sure that it is foods that are very calorie dense because it does reduce their appetite. The other strategy that I try and get them to employ and would be getting them to kind of look at the way that they're eating, almost how you would take medicine. So, you know, we take our medicine when we're supposed to take it. We take it on whatever pattern we're told to take it on, and trying to get them to look at, okay, eating, you know, I need to be eating every 2 to 3 hours, regardless of whether I feel like I'm really hungry. And then typically, if you can get your body used to at least doing something every couple hours, that's something that your body will grow used to and your appetite will sometimes improve. So it's kind of looking at it like a little bit of a pattern. Now, you know, force feeding yourself isn't ideal, but in athletics, you know, a lot of them are obviously very dedicated to what they're doing, and eating and fueling yourself is part of it. So sometimes it's not always easy, not a problem that a lot of people in the general population have, but it is something that we have to deal with over here.
You know, Jordan, you know, much of the reason you were brought in here to the University of Maryland and these Terrapins were to get this football squad fueling the proper way. But, you know, if we just branch off that for a second, are there certain considerations for female athletes that they need to be aware of?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, a lot of times females, particularly when they move from maybe high school to college, they might be used to eating a little bit less. And so you come to college and you're much more active, not only in your sport, but also just moving around campus and that type of stuff. And for females, I think sometimes nutrition and the overall calories that we're taking in is something that gets neglected. So just working on with our female athletes, making sure that they're meeting their base calorie needs, as basic as that sounds, is huge, especially when a lot of them come to campus. And then also looking at particular nutrients that female athletes are more likely to be deficient in, whether that be things like calcium, vitamin D, or iron, is very important. So educating them on where they can get those nutrients in their diet.
Once again, I'm with Jordan Genowine. She's the football sports nutritionist. She's a registered dietitian. And Jordan, rattle off some of the educational things that you had to go through to get to this position that you're at the University of Maryland.
Yeah, so my undergraduate degree was in health sciences, so kind of a very general degree. And then I chose to get my master's in clinical nutrition. And then in order to become a registered dietitian, you have to do a certain number of hours of internship. So that is in a number of different settings, you know, clinical, long-term care, community, food service. So that's something that I spent about 9 months doing. And then after that, you can sit for your registered dietitian's exam. And then once you pass that, you are an RD and you're free to go practice.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And then there's the payoff after all the hard work and
determination.
Well, that's cool. You know, I got another question for you about about vegetables and everything. That's probably one of the, to me, it would be difficult to get more and more people interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a wide variety of athletes that you know, encounter from day to day. And they got a lot of, you know, they come from an array of different backgrounds. And, you know, some of these players may view that, you know, they had lettuce on their Big Mac and count that, you know, that's their vegetable for the day. What are some strategies for getting some of these athletes to consume more vegetables?
Right. So you're very right. That's a good point. I've had people say that to me. So educating them on the serving size, letting them know that, you know, one slice of lettuce isn't really going to get them anywhere. But one thing that I try and do with our guys, you know, we have a pretty nice salad bar here in our dining hall, and not all of them like salads, but getting them to think not just in terms of your traditional salad, but getting them to be like, okay, I might like tomatoes and maybe I like cucumber. And so they can put tomatoes and cucumber and that's fine. They don't have to build an entire salad and they can just put some dressing on it. And then, you know, they're getting in probably 1 to 2 servings of vegetables. Also, something that we'll do over here, and I've actually had, since I did this, I've had a lot of guys start doing this on their own, but I would make smoothies during the school year. And for a while, I didn't tell them, but I'd put spinach in them. And, you know, you can't taste it when it's in a fruit smoothie. So I had them doing that. And I've had a lot of them tell me that that's something that they've continued doing on their own. So it's kind of about trying to hide it a little bit at first. And then once they try it and realize that it's not bad at all, they are willing to kind of continue it on their own.
Well, you know, Jordan, you're talking to a guy that is known for being a smoothie lover. You know, I've done a lot of videos on smoothies with some of the nutritionists, and I go to the different schools and pro programs. And if you could maybe tell us, share with us, you know, if there's a particular favorite smoothie that is here, and, you know, maybe give us a little bit on the recipe.
Yeah, so I guess our recipes were kind of on the fly, but I made a green smoothie that a lot of our guys liked. Now, I'm not going to lie, the amounts I kind of just eyeballed, but it was basically ice. We had frozen mango and peach in there, and then I used some vanilla Greek yogurt, spinach, and then avocado, actually, which gives it kind of a creamier consistency, and a lot of our guys really liked that.
Okay, so I'll have to keep that one in mind. That sounds like a good one. You know, staying properly hydrated, Jordan, you know that from being an athlete and running all the time and doing all the workouts and heading over to the field house. And I'm sure you had to do a lot of that and staying prehydrated and hydrated. And now all of a sudden we're seeing a big deal about pickles and how, you know, pickles and pickle juice. What's the scoop on that?
So yes, we do use pickles and pickle juice. And really the idea behind that is just that those are the pickles and the pickle juice both contain sodium, which can help rehydrate or get hydrated, for a practice. So there's nothing magical about that, but it's kind of fun and our guys like it a lot more than I thought they would. But yes, hydration is a huge thing that we focus on here at Maryland. Our strength coaches help me a ton with that stuff. They'll weigh guys in and out of practice. They do hydration testing. So it's something that we monitor very closely here because it is very important to performance.
Well, Jordan, I'm getting ready to head downstairs to the weight room. Certainly, once again, appreciate you joining us for this podcast. But before we go, I'm going to hit some of the machines. I'm going to hit some bench presses. Obviously, I'm going to do some, you know, I definitely need to do some more on the pit shark and some of the squat work. But what do you suggest when I'm done? You know, what do I got to do right away to optimize my workouts?
That sounds like a pretty intense workout.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd say that we could go for a smoothie with some Greek yogurt, like we talked about a little bit earlier.
Okay, and then, but if I'm not around Maryland, what am I going to do when I'm back home?
So chocolate milk is always, and that's kind of a tried and true post-workout. It's got the right portion of carbohydrates and protein, so that's a great post-workout option that's pretty easy, and you can find it pretty much anywhere.
Well, Jordan Genawine, she's the football sports nutritionist here at the University of Maryland. She's got these turtles eating right, and the terrapins are on the move, and it's big things are happening here. And then, in about a year and a half, we understand you're going to be moving across the street to an unbelievable new complex. Is there anything that you can share with us about that, or is that all top secret right now?
Well, we're definitely very excited to move over there. You know, they're putting a lot of time and effort into making that a state-of-the-art facility that's going to really help us maximize our performance. You know, we're going to have a dining hall, several fuel stations. So we're very excited about getting over there.
Well, I'll be excited about coming back and sampling some of the things that you've got around for the terrapins. Jordan Genawine, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.